Maine is now home to dozens of invasive plant and insect species. These are species that didn't evolve here, and now they're threatening plants that did. And that threat extends to the native insects, birds, and other living things that depend on those plants. The changes, driven by a warming climate and other factors, endanger long-established ecosystems in Maine and across New England. But as Barbara Caridi reports, there are efforts underway to protect and preserve native species in the region.
Nearly 350 species of plants native to Maine are now considered rare, and several are critically imperiled, with only a handful of plants known to exist. Botanist Arthur Haynes can identify every single one of them, along with the state's more than 2,000 other native species.
This is called glasswort, its common name. It has a tiny little fruit that looks like a seed called an achene. And that's it, just this tiny little thing that drops out primarily by gravity and starts the new populations. This is an annual, so it's entirely dependent on all of those fruits produced each year.
Haynes is a Maine-based research botanist with the Native Plant Trust, a Massachusetts nonprofit with a mission to save New England's native plants by preserving their habitats and collecting and saving their seeds. On this warm, late summer day, we're in a field along the shore of Portland's Back Cove. Across the street is a Hannaford supermarket, and nearby, cars whiz along I-295. Despite that, Haynes says glasswort, a type of amaranth, thrives in places like Back Cove because it's adapted to saltier environments. But towering over the glasswort is another plant native to Europe and Asia. Haynes says it's called Phragmites australis, or common reed.
And it loves these places at the edges of brackish and saline marshes like you see here, where it fills in these dense colonies. And the problem with it, of course, is it crowds out all the other vegetation to form these almost monocultures of this really tall grass that you're looking at.
And that's bad news for Back Cove's native plants, Haynes says, and for its populations of native insects and birds.
Studies have shown that our native species of plants are essentially more palatable to the insects that are found here and offer more foraging opportunities for the songbirds. The non-native species are not used anywhere near as much, so without supporting insects, they're actually not supporting songbirds.
Recent studies have documented steep global declines in populations of insects and birds. Saving the native plants they depend on can help stem and perhaps one day reverse those losses, says Native Plant Trust's conservation director, Michael Piantedosi. And part of that effort, he says, is preserving places where rare plants can grow undisturbed. Places like the 177-acre Coffin Wildflower Reservation in Woolwich that we're hiking through on this sunny late summer day.
It abuts Merrymeeting Bay, as you can see from this fabulous view. And, you know, is this bay and these mudflats are home to, you know, maybe half a dozen endangered and rare species in Maine and in the Northeast.
Some so rare, he says, he'd rather keep their locations here a secret. The Coffin Wildflower Reservation is one of six native plant sanctuaries the Trust operates in New England. Two others are in Maine, in Springvale and Vassalboro. The sanctuaries provide habitat for native plants, Piantedosi says, and where native plants thrive, the ecosystems are more resilient to the effects of climate change.
At a place like this in particular, somewhere like Merrymeeting Bay, sea level rise and high energy storms on the coastline are going to impact these habitats. Over time they erode and they get, you know, floods get worse and worse. So whatever we can do to stem that by using the species that occur here, the better off we are.
Stemming those impacts also involves saving the seeds of species that are in danger of disappearing, Piantedosi says. That's done by a network of hundreds of volunteers, scientists, and staffers who collect seeds from rare plants growing on New England's mountaintops, rocky coastal outcroppings, forests, riverbanks, and other ecosystems. The seeds are painstakingly prepared and stored in a super cold vault in Framingham, Massachusetts.
The seed bank is basically an insurance policy for those rare and endangered species. It is the reserve that we would use in the event of a catastrophic event. We don't want to have to use them. We don't want to have to maintain a seed bank. But clearly, in response to habitat loss and species range shifts and species loss, we have to.
Here at the Coffin Reserve, all of the plants Piantedosi has seen so far are native to the region. But on the way back to the parking lot, he spots an outlier, a plant European settlers brought to the New World hundreds of years ago.
Wood sorrel. And you've seen this. This is in every, you know, every parking lot you've ever been to, probably. It's the only European species I've seen here.
But it's not likely to be the last. Today, more than 30% of the plants on New England's landscape are not native, according to a trust assessment. In Maine, much of the native landscape still remains intact, says botanist Arthur Haynes. The challenge, he says, is to keep it that way. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Barbara Caridi.